Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
4 failed rainy seasons across the Horn of Africa have led to the worst drought there in 40 years. The loss of livestock is having a huge impact, from people losing their sources of income and their sources of food. 5 million children, 5 million across that region, are suffering from malnutrition. News Talk's Laura Donnelly has been speaking to livestock farmers in Kenya who've suffered devastating losses.
Probably if it would have not rained, that they would have lost all the animals. Probably even themselves would have died.
Aid agencies estimate one person is dying every 48 seconds. And the drought is also taking a huge toll on livestock, with 1.2 million animals dying in Kenya in the past 18 months. In neighbouring Somalia, where animals provide 80% of the country's income, 30% of its livestock has died in the drought so far. In Ethiopia, 8 million people rely on livestock, but 2 million animals have died so far. Another 22 million are at risk of death. In Turkana in northern Kenya, I spoke to Richard, a father of 15, through a translator. His livestock started dying in September of last year.
He had 146 animals, that is goats and sheep, and he lost, out of 146, he had 60 sheep. So all the 60 sheep were wiped out by drought and some goats. So he has left with 38. The last year drought that started last year is the worst he can mention. Probably if it would have not rained, that they would have lost all the animals. Probably even themselves would have died. He felt like he's becoming crazy. Okay, he even stopped sleeping sometimes at night and started worrying about how the life will happen, will continue. And some of his children even came from school due to school fees, because before that he sell some goats to pay for school fees. So yeah, there are a lot of worries.
The death of their animals has such a knock-on effect. It leads to the family missing meals, to children becoming malnourished. Yeah. Children often stop going to school as the family has no income. Areng is a father of 6, and through a translator, he told me he's lost most of his livestock.
He has 3 wives, and each wife has 2 children. He's saying that the drought affected the children, and all of them are enrolled in a nutrition program. For him, if it doesn't rain, then he will know their livelihoods will be washed, and they only look on these livestock. And if it will not rain, it means they will be wiped, all of them will die, probably because of drought, and they will lose their livelihood. So he's just worried about the future. All food prices have gone up, even fuel, because some of them have motorbikes around. Even getting fuel is a challenge. Some of these guys seated here, they have stayed hungry for 3 days. There's nothing you will say it's low. So everything has gone up high, and even accessing food is a challenge. Their biggest concern is about access to food. For them, now accessing income is nearly zero for them. And now accessing again food is becoming a challenge. So their biggest worry is about food. How can they feed themselves? Politicians don't come to visit them. So they are worried where they will get food. So their biggest worry is about food.
Joseph had over 40 goats. Some have died and others have been moved to less arid areas. He told me about the loss of his animals and the effect it's had on his family.
3 children, two girls, one boy. Drought has also affected them because when they wake up, there's no breakfast, there's no lunch, they only eat once. Yeah, that is in the evening. And at the evening, they get some maize, and that's what they eat. So it's evident that the drought has affected his family. So for him, he's not prepared. He's not prepared in any way. He's just looking for support from the government or well-wishers, because if this drought persists this way, they will lose everything. Probably even themselves, they will be affected, even their health. So they just fear about the future. But again, they are not prepared because they don't have an alternative thinking that we can do this or this. So they are just dependent on livestock.
Joseph has started trying to dig a well by hand close to a river. He brought me to it and says he will start by digging for a few days to see if there's water.
Maybe 4 or 5 days. For this one, only 2 days remaining. He will just do for 2 days. If water will not appear that after 2 days, again he will start another one, because that will be a sign that there's no water. After 4 days, if water does not appear, he goes to another, he starts another, a new well again, a new well, until he gets water. He started with that one, came to this one, now he's digging this one. After 2 days, we'll know whether to go to start another one or continue.
I've travelled down south now to Tana River County. In one area alone here, I saw 45 animal carcasses on the roadside. The cattle were near a water pan, a man-made reservoir, which animals often walk up to 15 to 20 kilometres to get to. It's empty of water and has been since at least last year. Elsewhere in Tana River County, I visited some farms where people are working to sustain themselves a little better. Some are utilising water from the Tana River through an irrigation system. Simeon Mabita Siri is the ward agriculture officer. He told me how it works.
It takes water from a distance of 50 kilometres away from where we are. So it's a very, very long distance. And they proposed for a gravity system, but for now they're pumping. Using a diesel fuel from the pumping station, it's 50 kilometers. So we have a canal running all the way from where the river is. From the main canals, we have water operators. We have mini dams in the scheme so that they can control and manage the water from coming from the main canal. They can store the water in the dam so that when the main canal doesn't have a lot of water, the dams can supply these waters. So when the water operators open those gates, it comes in by gravity. But mainly from the main canal, from the river to the main canal, they're pumping using diesel. But when it comes to the scheme, just the gravity system works. And the farms are well leveled. We have the canals well operated. They've been doing desilting each and every time. When a farm is opened like this, they come, they clear the canals, they do desilting so that the water can flow in. So as for now, as if you can see, the water is just running on its own. It's a gravity system being used around this place. So water is there. We have a lot of challenges due to the water management system, but it comes to here and we're grateful for that.
He says it was difficult to get the livestock farmers on board at first to get them to move to crop farming, but now people from other areas want to do the same.
We've been seeing a lot of other farmers coming in, asking questions, how will they come in, how can they do it, is it possible? So they've shown a possibility. It's a success to me, because when the farmers are happy, I'm also happy, and the county government is also happy, and Kenya is also happy.
This group of farmers here told me about the changes to their lives.
They have been able to witness food security, that when it's so dry and in other areas, they're able to have food at the table because they are practicing farming, even though not on a larger scale, but there is food all year round. Because of the irrigation around, they don't rely so much on rain to produce their produce. So they are not hard hit like places where they are not organized to do irrigation farming. Concern has supported them with certified hybrid seeds because they are used to growing local seeds which are not so high yielding. So they've gotten support of having hybrid certified seeds, faster maturing, drought resistant and high yielding. is saying they have grown green grams, the mangoes, they have grown maize, they have even grown tomatoes as a result of the trainings they have received.
Beldeen Atiano is Senior Manager, Governance and Advocacy at Concern Kenya. She says while the area here is still hugely impacted by the worst drought in 40 years, there is some hope.
So Tana River is currently in IPC phase 3, so it's a crisis level of food security where we are noticing high acute malnutrition rates. So for example, currently in Tana River, there's 14% of the children are malnourished. That is as a result of the drought and of course limited access to food. But I think they are at possibly at a better place compared to their counterparts in Turkana County. And then currently 40% of the population are in need of humanitarian assistance, and it probably could get worse even as we are not able to certainly say whether the next rain season is going to work, because also a large proportion of this population are pastoralists. There are some that are already engaged in crop farming, but I think we can think of the larger population, majority are still not yet engaged in the farming along the riverbanks and the irrigation canals. So I think that's why there's need for humanitarian assistance. There is hope, and I think one of the lessons that we are learning is that where access to food is limited by things like high food prices, or if a community is relying on food supplies from other parts of the country, or even from sometimes, for example, in Kenya, we import maize from Tanzania. So having these farmers grow their own food, I think that cushions them from high food prices, which are vulnerable even to other global crises. So I think it's a good thing, and I think it's something that we need to encourage governments, development partners, humanitarian workers to support more, so that even if things are bad at the macroeconomic level, at country level or globally, the local community has something to fall back on.
Beldeen Atiano from Concern, finishing that report from Laura Donnelly in Tana River County in
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.